To discuss the recent events and why changing the age of criminal responsibility is crucial, we are joined on the line with Christopher Kanin, a professor of criminology at the University of Technology, Sydney, with Jambana Institute for Indigenous Education and Research. Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Now, there has been a lot of discussion surrounding the criminal age of responsibility in the past few days. What events have prompted Monday's meeting with the Council of Attorney Generals?
Well, look, it's the outcome of a long campaign over a number of years. The Royal Commission in the Northern Territory, the Royal Commission of Don Dale, recommended that the age be raised, and that's a couple of years ago now. And so there's been a growing campaign over the last few years to raise the age, and in November last year the issue was put on the agenda for the Council of Attorneys General to consider it, and they sent it off to a working party who did a report, and the report came back to the Council of Attorney General, or CAG, earlier this year, and they considered it at this meeting, and unfortunately didn't make any decision, but really just put it off until a later meeting. But there is growing support around the country to raise the minimum age of criminal responsibility.
Now, this week they did decide to defer the decision. To your understanding, why do you think the Council of Attorney Generals arrived at this outcome?
Look, I suspect it's kind of putting it in the too hard basket for, you know, another 12 months, but certainly until early next year when they meet, and they'll consider some of the options. I mean, their reasoning was we need to be clear about what we can put in place for those children under the age of 14 who would normally come into contact with the youth justice system. On the face of it, that might seem reasonable, except that we have had over the last 2 to 3 years numerous reports, and I mentioned the NT Royal Commission report, but we've had other reports in other states, Queensland, New South Wales, for example, all of which have recognised that the age needs to be changed. And so there's certainly been ample time for consideration of this issue. That is, how do we respond to kids if we raise the age? How do we respond to those children who do come into conflict with the law if they're not going to be put into the youth justice system?
Yeah, that's absolutely. It's a very good point because, as you mentioned earlier, there was that report, or the meeting rather, of Council of Attorney Generals in 2018. And as you mentioned in the article that you authored in The Conversation, that they concluded that they would write a report and come back within 12 months. And now, 2 years later, we're coming back again. In your article in The Conversation, you did note that if we really believed 10-year-olds have the knowledge and developmental capacity to make life-changing decisions about what is right and wrong to a standard of criminal responsibility, then we would also treat them differently in other aspects of life. What did you mean by that?
Well, look, we have a whole range of protections that we put in for children that recognises, I think, their capacity to make decisions. The question of whether they have full capacity to make life-changing decisions. And so, we don't allow children to enter into contracts at that age. We don't allow children to engage in consensual sex at that age. We don't allow them to leave school at that age. And yet we think that we can hold them, criminally responsible for their actions at 10. And so I think, we have a whole range of protections. Children are allowed to have a Facebook page until they're 12. They're not allowed to fly unaccompanied on a plane at 10 years of age. Of course, and all the other sorts of protections that we put in place in terms of things like voting and, obtaining a driver's license, all of which are, much older. And I think, as the paediatricians people working in the areas of neuroscience have shown, that children at the age of 10 are very vulnerable. They're physically vulnerable and they don't have the developmental capacity to make those decisions which will impact on the rest of their lives. I mean, they're not just it's not just a minor decision if a child is taken into the justice system and convicted and receives a criminal record. I mean, these are life-changing decisions, life-affecting decisions.
And the impact of young children going through the system, obviously it's important to note that there's a really devastating impact on Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander children, given the high numbers aged between 10 to 13 in the youth justice system. Did you have a note to make on that in particular? There's such a high...
Yeah, proportion. Look, I think it does clearly impact on First Nations kids. It's around 65% of children under the age of 14 who go into detention or are placed on some sort of court order, supervision order by the court, who are First Nations children. So, you know, it's 2 out of every 3 children we're talking about in this group are Indigenous kids. And so, you know, it has a huge impact on those children. And, you know, you can't help but wonder whether the Council of Attorneys General might have been a bit quicker in making a decision if it was affecting, you know, middle-class kids from, the leafy suburbs of Melbourne or Sydney who were being dragged into the youth justice system. But it's not. You know, it's basically mostly Aboriginal kids and some poor white kids, really, that are affected by this.
That's definitely an interesting point. We do have to round it up, but just as a final point, despite the decision that came place on Monday, what happens next? Is the fight to raise the age over?
Not at all. I mean, the campaign, I think, will only grow. It's certainly not going to go away, that's for sure. And I think we will achieve change. It's just going to take a bit longer, but it'll certainly happen.
Thank you so much for taking the time and joining us.
Thank you.